From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the big political issue this week, immigration.
But first, Iraq. A rupture between the Shiite majority and the Americans there. The leaders of the main political party in Iraq trying to form a new government have pulled out of talks, saying the U.S. can no longer be in charge of Iraqi security.
It's because of a battle in Baghdad last night between Shiite militias and U.S. and Iraqi troops. The Shiites say the troops attacked a mosque and murdered civilians. A U.S. military spokesman said insurgents were killed in an attack on a compound and denied entering a mosque. Jeffrey Gettleman is in Baghdad for the New York Times. Jeffrey, what are Iraqis seeing and hearing about this?
Well, basically everybody we have talked to says that it was a mosque that was attacked and civilians were killed. The only people in Baghdad who are denying that are the American forces. It's come at a really sensitive time when there's a lot of pressure on the Shiite government to crack down on these death squads, because the widespread suspicion is that the Shiite government is allowing these groups of Shiite men to go around and round up Sunni men victims and kill them as a kind of sectarian revenge for attacks against Shiites. The government is Shiite, so they've done very little to crack down on these Shiite death squads. And the thought was that the American government, along with the Iraqi army, was going after one of these death squad cells last night when this huge battle broke out at the mosque.
Well, is there any way to sort out these conflicting accounts of the troops went into a mosque or they didn't go into a mosque?
Well, you'd think it would be pretty clear, wouldn't you? It was either a mosque or it wasn't. We had an employee of ours, an Iraqi employee, go to the mosque today. He saw blood on the walls, gun shells on the ground, talked to numerous witnesses. The highest officials within the Iraqi government are saying the attack happened at a mosque, and that's one reason why they're breaking off talks with American officials. So what's really mysterious to us is why there's still some confusion about whether it was a mosque or not.
This Iraqi group, it's the United Iraqi Alliance, isn't it? The biggest Shiite group. How serious is it for them to say the U.S. has to get out of directing Iraqi security?
Well, I mean, that's the $20 million question here. Who's actually in charge? I was in an area in Baghdad the other day, Sadr City, that the Americans, I think, had turned over. It was part of what they considered Iraqi battle space. And it was a militia in control. It wasn't police officers. It wasn't army soldiers. It was 16, 17-year-old guys, you know, essentially teenagers with machine guns and soccer jerseys. That's what we're seeing. So the security question is the most perplexing issue, and it's coming at a time when it's more violent here than it's ever been.
Jeffrey, the American ambassador to Iraq, Zalmay Khalilzad, has been very active in trying to get the Iraqi parties in the parliament together. Has there been any statement from the U.S. embassy or U.S. leadership there about this pullout by this Iraqi group and these calls for Iraqis to run security?
We haven't heard anything today. We get the sense that they are working very intensely right now to try to keep a lid on this problem. I got here 2 weeks ago, and tension has been building every day since I arrived. It's, you know, one form of violence after another. You know, it went from suicide attacks and guerrilla ambushes to mortar shells and now to these death squads, and these bodies keep surfacing. So you get the sense that the U.S. government is really trying to keep a lid on what's happening. They brought in more troops, despite the talk. And despite the wishes of many Americans who would like the troops to be brought home, they've actually brought more troops into Baghdad in the last couple weeks to provide security. So you get the sense that this is their number one concern.
Jeffrey Gettleman in Baghdad for the New York Times. Jeffrey, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.